This is a podcast for the MA in Online Journalism by Distance Learning at Birmingham City University.
Underneath this podcast, there are links to two other podcasts. One is the Free Economics podcast, and the other is the Guardian's Media podcast, Media Talk podcast. What I'd like you to do now is pause this podcast and go away and listen to both of those podcasts. Okay, are you done? Right. What I want to do in this podcast is use those two podcasts, Free Economics and Media Talk, as case studies for how podcasting uses the principles of narrative that I introduced last week. Now, the Free Economics podcast is a really good example of exploring one issue in depth. The Guardian podcast is more about breadth. It's a wrap-up. It's something that's done regularly to a deadline, reacting to current events and moving between them. So I'm going to really focus on the Free Economics podcast because it takes some of the same techniques, but it uses those with more variety. But the same techniques are used across both podcasts. Now, the Free Economics podcast is technically relatively simple and easier to emulate as well, which is good because it makes for good journalism. It moves beyond the superficial to something deeper. And that's really key, I think, when we're talking about narrative. It really allows us to do a bit more. And it's also, in term, technically, really, perhaps a bit easier, as I say, than the Guardian podcast. So, the Free Economics podcast. If we talk about narrative, this uses a number of narrative techniques, really, to, first of all, attract the listener in, and then to keep the listener listening. And as always, it comes back to the three core elements of narrative: character, setting, and movement. After an initial introduction by the presenters, which gives us a feel for the show and their personalities, they are effectively the first characters and the first setting, we start with a story. And it's a story of people dying unnecessarily. It's a good story. It has characters, it has settings, and it has movement. It's set in the past, it's set in Vienna. It's got a problem, a journey, and it has a resolution. But why start with this story? Well, because it grabs the listener from the start. It's a really good story. If you're a researcher researching this particular issue, the issue of clinical health, this is the story that would stand out. But it has something missing. It misses a point. And that's the hook. That's the hook in this story. It sets up a tension at around the 5.5 minutes mark. Why are we being told the story? What does it mean?
It became standard procedure for doctors to disinfect their hands, and they stopped passing germs along to patients, right? Well, not exactly. Consider the results of a 1996 study from a pediatric hospital in Australia.
This is the first hook of the podcast. So with that big question, why, hanging in the air, we change setting. We move to a recent story about modern medical hygiene. This is a less interesting story, the characters are weaker, but it has something that the first story doesn't. It has a problem that affects us directly. It's one thing to hear about people dying in the last, well, 2 centuries ago, actually, but it's another thing to listen to a current problem. And in terms of narrative, this is the point of the story. And that's the central tension of the whole podcast. It's a second hook at around the 7:20 mark, when the show theme and introduction is finally played. And in fact, it's worth noting that we wait over 7 minutes to play the show theme, because that's really only when the show begins. That's when the proper hook of the programme begins. And we will have to wait until the end of the podcast for that resolution.
From WNYC and APM American Public Media, this is Freakonomics Radio.
So that's the end of the beginning. We've had 7 minutes, almost a third of a show devoted to the beginning. Now we enter the middle, or the beginning of the middle. And with that tension hanging in the air, we move to a new story, what you would almost call a subplot, which will eventually come together with the initial story. And this is about financial literacy. And again, this tension means that we hold on to find out how the tension between the two stories is going to be resolved. What is the connection between financial literacy and medical hygiene? So having looked at the overarching structure of the podcast, I want to look more closely at style and structure within that, because there's a lot more to note about the telling of stories within this podcast. Now, you could tell those stories in any number of ways. You could hand over the narrative to an expert. You could narrate it yourself. You could reconstruct events dramatically. But the producers make a choice which is worth analysing. They switch relatively frequently between interviews and narration. And I think whenever you listen to media, it's a really good way to listen to it critically is to think about the choices that the producers have made. Why have they chosen to use this interviewer? Why have they chosen to use this sound? Why have they chosen to cut at this particular point and so on? And I think the reason why they switch frequently between interviews and narration is because it creates movement. The narrative moves along very quickly, and the contrast between the voices creates a tension that maintains their interest. And you see this quite often in, you see it in the Media Talk podcast, in fact, the Guardian one, where you'll have one journalist interviewing another journalist, and you think, why are they doing this? We could just have the one journalist tell us. And the reason is it introduces more tension, it introduces pace. Having two voices just introduces a bit of contrast that moves the story along more for us as listeners. So once the first interviewee's story is established, we move on to a second. And again, this adds to the sensation of movement. It's a new character, it's a change of setting. Now note that the speaker is introduced after they speak, which introduces a brief period of tension as you listen to wonder and find out who this new voice is. And that's repeated throughout and repeated quite often in podcasts and radio production generally. Here's a further observation. Under the sound of those speakers, we sometimes hear music or other sounds. This helps establish the setting of the story. Something as simple as classical music, for example, can establish a period or a place. If you listen to the story of 19th century Vienna, you hear some classical music of the time. Note, by the way, that classical music from the 19th century will be out of copyright. So, although the performance might not be, that means it's much easier legally in terms of getting permissions. You also hear, at other points in the podcast, generic comedic sounds, which will turn a tragedy into a comedy, for example. As the story moves into its middle phase, these interviews become less narrated. We've established the initial momentum of the story of the podcast, and we can afford to spend a bit more time with interviewees as we get into more depth. At 9 minutes and 20 seconds, we have a telephone interview.
People are often in a situation where they have to live paycheck to paycheck. That's something I think we need as a country to work to improve. Most importantly, I think we can improve income growth for the broad middle class.
Now, instead of cutting through the narration, the style is more conversational, and the interviewee has more space to talk. What's more, the interviewees are often at odds with each other, so now we're starting to introduce conflict. Having established the problem in the beginning, we're now introducing characters onto the stage to fight out that problem. It's no longer about just describing it. And this helps solve one of the hardest problems in storytelling, the fat middle, how to get from the beginning to the end without losing interest. In this example, interest is maintained in a number of ways. Conflict is just one. Another one, and used quite frequently, is to introduce little mini stories within the larger story. So we have the story of how the research was done, how a character discovered flawed claims. And you'll notice there's a detective soundtrack underneath that one to, again, introduce a bit more interest and also to kind of cue us up as listeners to understand what the narrative is that we're listening to. We've also got a mini quiz with a kind of a countdown soundtrack to it, or a game soundtrack, which again makes it a little bit less dry, because quizzes can kind of make us think of school. So let's make this more like a game show. The peak of a conflict comes with a hosted debate between two characters, if you like, who hold different positions on the core problem. And you'll see this repeated as well in the Media Talk podcast. It's the peak of the Media Talk podcast, a group discussion about a particular problem or a series of questions. Again, you'll hear an oral cue, which flags this up as a puzzle, and debate music to establish the kind of conflict. And listen to how the host of the debate prompts it and summarises positions, and also at which points the characters get to speak directly to each other. Even within the debate, there is a structure. We start with consensus before moving on to effectively disrupting that consensus. And then towards the end, we have a final consensus. So we create tension and then resolve it. It's worth pointing out that to host a debate like this, you're going to need to know people's positions first and plan the debate around those. Just simply bringing two people into the same room and letting them argue it out isn't going to be as effective as if you've pre-interviewed them and know where you want to move this debate. To signal that change, having resolved that conflict, we move on to the beginning of the end. We have a change of setting too, which helps really move us out of that discussion situation into this end phase. We have an interviewee walking us through a hospital. And sounds are really key to this. Most likely they may well have been recorded separately to make sure that that sense of place is really well established. The end of the podcast uses a common technique in storytelling, which is returning to the start. So the problem established in the beginning, hospital hygiene, and the problem established in the subplot, which is around financial literacy, are both resolved with final lessons and a consensus. And at the same time, the question that was hanging in the air of what do these stories have to do with each other is also resolved. What's more, the resolution has meaning beyond just a story. We learn something. So it has a point. Something that Ira Glass, for example, talks a lot about when he talks about narrative. By the way, don't forget to listen to what comes after that resolution. We've got a fade out, we've got rising title music and credits. Small signals, but they tell us that this is very definitely the end, capital T, capital E. Now, that's a lot to learn from one podcast, so let me try to summarise these techniques that are used again and again in audio production and podcasting. Firstly, think about establishing tension. That might be through problems, it might be through questions, it might be through conflict and contrast. There are different ways to introduce tension, but tension is what keeps us listening. That's what stops us from turning off. And if you can keep introducing sources of tension and then resolving those, then that will help move the story along. Secondly, think about movement. That's, like I say, done through regularly resolving those tensions and establishing new ones while having an overarching tension or question hanging until the end. But secondly, it's about through moving from setting to setting. It's also by having stories within your overarching story or stories, which is really the same as using tensions, but it's worth identifying separately. Notice how narration is used frequently to move the story forward, mainly because there's a lot of material to get through. Don't add narration for the sake of it, for example, because your characters can move things along themselves just fine. You only need narration if you really want to hurry things along. Thirdly, note how audio is employed beyond the core content. So we've got the content of what people are saying, but there's other audio as well, which gives us other clues. We've got music that's used to increase tension, to describe character, to establish setting. Music is even used to give us a clue as to the genre of the story that we're hearing, detective story, game show, and so on. Silence and volume are equally important. So a moment's silence, for example, can indicate a change of pace or a change of setting. A sudden rise in volume can indicate the end of something. A fade out or a fade in can also indicate things. Finally, remember that all of the above, the movement, the tension, the use of audio, relies on characters. It's the actions of characters that creates the movement. It's characters who introduce us to new settings. We need to hear those characters, and you need to find them. They are what your story hangs on. So listen to those podcasts again with those points in mind and plan how you might organise a podcast of your own on a single issue story. Ask yourself these questions. What's the central tension you're going to introduce at the start and resolve at the end? What's the question that's hanging in the air? What's the problem that needs solving? Is there a secondary and related tension you can run alongside it and resolve at the same time? A subplot, basically. What's the best mini story to begin with? Is there a story you might end with? Who are your main characters? And when do they need to enter and leave the stage that you're setting up? What are your settings? And how might we move through those as the story develops? How can you maintain movement in your middle section? Do you have more mini stories that you might take us through? And what extra audio might you need to signal setting, to signal character, to tell us about the genre or to move us through the story? Have a think of ours, listen to lots of podcasts, listen with a critical ear, listen to the choices that have been made, and experiment lots. And I look forward to hearing the results.